After declaring a state of emergency, Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, threatened to seize closed factories and arrest their owners. At a rally over the weekend, Maduro told supporters that owners of closed factories are trying to sabotage the country. And he accused the United States of trying to destabilize Venezuela. The state of emergency gives Maduro increased powers for 60 days. Venezuela's economy has been severely affected by low oil prices. Venezuela is a member of OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, and a major oil producer. Yet the lack of trade in oil means the country is having a hard time paying for imported materials it needs. Last month, the country's largest food and drink distributor, Polar, shut down its last beer plant. The company said it is unable to get hard currency to buy raw materials. The political opposition in Venezuela now says an effort to recall the Venezuelan leader is gaining traction. Anti-government activists say they have collected 1.8 million of the 4 million signatures required to force a recall vote of the president. On Saturday, thousands of protesters appeared in the streets of Caracas in support of a recall referendum. However, if the Venezuelan president is removed, his vice president would take the top office. Latin America analyst Mark Jones of Rice University recently spoke to VOA about the economic situation in Venezuela. He said the South American country, once a thriving oil producer, is collapsing economically.
Inflation is approaching 1,000% annually. The economy is going to shrink by probably around 10% this year. It's a country that is economically destitute.
Jones added that political tensions in the country are very high. The analyst noted that Maduro and Hugo Chavez before him mismanaged Venezuela's economy. The current situation, he suggested, would not be too different if oil prices were high.
Now, they might be able to be riding out this storm a little easier if oil was at $100 a barrel. But even back when oil was at $100 a barrel, the country was experiencing shortages.
I'm Katie Weaver.